Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Thank you.
And party games. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went so overboard, I'm having trouble carrying these packs.
I can see that.
And I'm Matriarch, the world's mightiest mortal. can I squeeze by?
Sorry, hard to get out of my own way here. Ought to change my hero name from Reflectra to Absorptra. Because I absorb all the things. Cupcakes, curly fries, green olives.
Yeah, it was ranch dressing for me. And orange juice.
Oh.
Sometimes at the same time.
Okay, I didn't go that far.
Hold that door! What am I, chocolate? People with secret identities, y'all talk real loud. Hiya, Emmy.
Hey.
Happy baby time. I'm not great with all this Ruby girl stuff.
Ooh, that's okay, Diana. Thanks. More bags of decorations. Great.
She's insatiable, that Ellie, I tell you. Mm-hmm. Tried to throttle her down, but she was all Maverick and Top Gun, whipping through Party City like a gaggle of shirtless guys playing beach volleyball.
Anyway, you look great, Emmy.
Sorry. Habit. I've been bouncing insincere compliments back at people. I think it's hormones.
Oh.
Or the fact that I'm sick of insincere compliments.
It's fine. I remember what it was like. All the, you're glowing, while all you want to do is simultaneously eat a sheet cake and barf. Mm. It's hard to believe it's been 7 years.
Where are your spawn?
Dylan's mom took Hank and Agatha for the day while Dylan and Dexter have a boys' afternoon.
Good. They get a boys' afternoon?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down there, Turbo. You get to celebrate the miracle of birth.
I know, babe. But maybe I could just run over there for a little while and be back before the joyous event begins.
Or you could help with the decorations and the setup and all the good things. Babe.
Can I?
Yes, Mike.
And then?
Yes, Mike.
Yes! Okay, house decorated. Okay, be back in no time.
You guys didn't have to do all of this.
I was the greatest hero in the world, and now I'm gonna be the greatest auntie in the world, because that's just how I roll.
It's true, this is just how she rolls now, 110% all day, every day. I just went along with it, because it got me out of the house for a while. Honestly, it's sort of exhausting being her bestie.
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm still here, ain't I?
Do you ever miss it?
Hell yes.
Nope.
I mean, nope. Of course I don't miss committing crimes. The skin dye costume, the danger, the blowing things up, the anarchy! Fulfilling.
You don't miss it at all, Elle.
No. Well, I mean, a little, sure, but no. Mm-hmm. Mostly. Sometimes, yeah, but no.
Okay.
I mean, sure, I think our first guests are here.
Yep. No unresolved issues with that
one. Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's hit the Rumaki table before everyone gets their grubby little paws on them.
Boys afternoon.
Boys afternoon.
Off to Heezy.
Woo doggin'.
What the hell should they do next?
No idea.
Oh, want to make some of your old Mr. Roboto robots fight? Ooh, like gladiators. We could have a tournament, and I could do that whole Roman Emperor thumbs down thing.
Nah, I want to do something different today. Something new, you know?
Wait, do you hold robo-gladiator tournaments down here all the time?
No. No.
Okay, well, want to go out back and throw around the old pigskin or something? I'm itching to do something physical. Get moving. I'm starting to feel my age, if you know what I mean.
I do indeed. Yesterday, I was walking into the Holistic Vitamin store. I dropped my fanny pack in the parking lot trying to get my phone out to text Emmy about whether or not we needed more fiber gummies. And someone yelled, "Hey, Dadbot, move it."
Well, that isn't the saddest sentence I've ever heard.
Ouch.
Fanny pack.
Cut it out.
Come on, man. I'm just ribbing you. Sad dad.
Wait, you think I'm sad?
Yeah, not any sadder than me, if I'm being honest.
All right, look. I wasn't going to tell you about this yet.
Ooh, what?
They aren't completely finished.
They? Ooh, what is they?
I'll just show you.
Are those battle suits? Like robo armor suits made for battle?
Heck and Heckshire, Mike, you scared the poop out of me. What? I'm trying not to swear so much. For Agatha.
Oh, crud, crudders. The ladies aren't here with you, are they?
Cruddy crudders.
Laugh it up, Speedy. Wait till your kid's 7. First time they drop an F-bomb on the dentist or their teacher, you're gonna start talking like this, too.
They're all at the condo for the shower. I just ran over real quick because Diana said you guys were having a boys' afternoon. And that sounded so fun. And then I get here and you two have freaking battle suits?
They're rescue and protection exoskeletons, Mike. Not battle suits.
Well, that one's got a honking huge cannon on the shoulder. What does it shoot? Band-aids?
More importantly, can one lift a car above one's head while wearing it?
Yes, one can.
Oh, man. You know, back when I was a villain, I'd always get jealous when Mastodon or someone like that would lift a car and toss it at the hero. Of course, I promise to only toss cars at bad guys while wearing this.
Wait, we're not putting them on. I just it's showing
them. Oh, we're putting them on.
Gotta put them on, man.
I mean, I have tested them pretty thoroughly, and I am a genius.
We're putting them on.
We're totally putting them on. Wait, there are only two.
You have superpowers. You don't need a battle suit.
And you also have a baby shower to get to. And if you don't, all our wives are going to come looking for you, and we will not get to try these bad boys
okay,
out.
Okay, so fine, fine. But when my kid's older, I get to come to Boys Afternoon, and I get a suit. I'll tell them you're just, I don't know, watching golf, yelling about the cost of gas while resting your beer-bellied old dad bods in a couple of sack and barca loungers. That's believable, right?
Ah.
I'm just ribbing you, man. Later.
Doesn't feel good when someone makes fun of you, does it?
Oh, they're putting on those suits feels pretty good, though.
Oh, you guys have done a wonderful job nesting here, Emmy.
You know, I must admit that you have made your condo feel like a real home, without resorting to any of the usual tchotchkes.
Oh, don't worry, Simone. I have a box full of tchotchkes in my trunk. Spruce this place right up, they will, you betcha.
Thank you, both of you. Could you, excuse me for a minute? I thought you looked a little unwell.
Yeah.
Okay. You just go have a good time.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You need a better mind.
God.
I just look right in the mirror and I say,
Why are you hiding in the bathtub? Girl.
I told ya, I'm not good at all this frumpy stuff. Jeez. I mean, a pin a mask on this super BB game. Friendship has its limits, you know?
Yeah, I know that.
Anyway, the more interesting question is, why are you in the bathroom if not to evacuate all that room mocking?
Everyone's treating me like a mom-to-be.
It might be the fact that you're swollen with child.
Okay, weird reference.
What? It's a phrase from the Bible, Em!
Fine, but they're treating me like I'm only a mom-to-be. No one has asked me about Reflectra, or the wardens, or my plans for after the baby is here. Freaking out here.
Okay, look, motherhood is an ever-opening book of...
Oh, sorry. Oh,
thank God, I had nothing. But Ellie will have all that sort of wisdomy wisdom.
Wait, what's happening here?
Em is having herself one of those identity crises.
Oh, Em, it's totally normal to freak out. It'll all work out, I promise.
Is it normal?
Look at me, and I'm happy as a clam.
Well then, tell her why you were coming in here then.
To poop. You know, Rumaki.
You didn't eat any of the Rumaki. Me and Em made them all. Now tell her why you're really coming in here.
I secretly listen to the police scanner on my phone sometimes. You know, to just feel the rush.
Really?
Yep, I shoplift mostly.
Wow.
I put it back after, jeez.
Look, it's hard, Em, but it really is worth it.
Yep.
You just have to find a balance. For me, the scanner is the balance.
Okay, fine. Turn it on.
Two unidentified males in mechanical suits in the Ravenswood neighborhood. Requesting backup.
Oh, come on, you two. That was as narratively pleasing a moment as we're ever gonna get. Here, I still got some of these decorative domino masks. Let's put them on and go deliver some hot justice. What? I was a supervillain. I'm trying my best to sound all heroic-like.
Listen, that skylight was built to let me and Mike leave the apartment without drawing attention.
And my cape is in the trunk of my car.
Huh.
Oh, I listen to the scanner, and I bring my cape with me everywhere. That's the balance.
So we're doing this!
Yep.
Let's go.
Hoo-doggy, these things are awesome! The display has so much info on it. Maybe it's too much. It's giving me the Kelly Blue Book value of every car I look at.
Yeah, I got a little carried away. You can also switch to thermal imaging, night vision, and even a real basic x-ray tag.
X-ray? Holy... I could look right inside a locks and pickle me
a second. The servo motors in the hands and arms can exert 16,000 PSI. You could crush just about any lock.
Not that I am condoning lock crushing.
Hold the phone. Does this thing say aerial mode? Can this thing fly?
Yes, if you say engage aerial
engage
mode.
Engage aerial
you gotta...
mode!
Stabilizers first. You can't have them on when you want because it screws up your balance.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Of course you're fine. I built these things to be crash proof.
We should go somewhere more open so we can try out some of the gnarlier features you built into these things.
Let's just stick close to my place this time. Get used to basic moving around before we go lighting off phase 8 plasma cannons.
We got plasma cannons?
Yeah.
What's plasma again?
Dangerous. Listen, we don't want to call too much attention to ourselves, right? So let's just walk a little. Maybe try aerial mode briefly, and then head back inside. The Masters Tournament is on.
Okay. I'm gonna pick up my car.
Might not be the best idea.
Thought you said the suit could do it.
It can, but your car might not, you know, stay together.
Are you saying I have a crap car?
It's not about the kind of car, Dex. Any car might not do well if you get up in the air without... Oh, balls.
I did not see that coming. Man, is it weird that I miss hearing a police siren known it's for me?
It is for you. For us. The scanner is filled with cops headed this way to deal with two costume villains that's run property.
It's my car.
They don't know that, dummy.
Hey, no need to name call, man.
Then don't be dumb.
Sorry we can't all be genius sissies. Yeah, whatever.
Put the rest of the car down.
Not so fast, villains.
Oh.
Prepare to face Lady Justice.
Wait, is that like a team name? Are we a super team now? Lady Justice, I freaking love it.
Golf. Police officers, stay back. We'll handle this.
Whatever you say, Matriarch. And, good to have you back.
Attention, officers. Maintain your positions and hold your fire. Matriarch is back!
Yeah, that's right, everyone. Matriarch is back! And she brought with her her two best friends, really pregnant Reflectra and me, the MILF. What? Come on, I keep it tight. Okay, fine. The Cougar. I'm the Cougar now. And together, we're Lady Justice. Write that down, guys, so as you remember when the press asked.
Die! Cougar! Let's focus. These guys look like they might be dangerous.
What do we do now?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to fight, but Ellie looks happier than she's been in a long time.
Yeah, and Diana has the old crazy eyes like she used to. Want to play villain for a few minutes?
Okay, let's do it. The Mechaman will not be cowed!
Did Mocha Guy just call us cows?
If you don't surrender, you'll force our hand.
You dinks!
If you're gonna fire at me, you better be sure to hit.
Now Lady Justice is gonna have to administer the beatdown of liberty!
Wanna bet I can rip that armor apart with my bare hands?
Oh, babe, it's me.
What the?
I built the suits for me and Dexter to, you know, maybe go hero sometimes. We were testing them out, and Dexter picked up his car and wrecked it. Someone must have called the cops, and we decided it'd be nice to let you guys hero it up a little.
You total, complete, sweetheart, idiot, moron, love of my life. We better get down there before Diana gives Dex a concussion.
Yes! And that's it, how do you like them biscuits, huh, you know goodness?
Hey, save some for me!
Oh, crap. Emmy, she's gonna feel left out if... Shoot at her.
What? No! I'm not shooting the pregnant woman with a phase 8 plasma cannon!
She's Reflectra, Dil. She'll be fine. But if she doesn't get to do something here, she's in a bad way. So please, just shoot her!
I could have been watching golf! Fudge!
Oh, nice restraint. Okay, officers, we have this under control. You can return to keeping the city safe.
That was awesome! These idiots didn't stand a chance!
Hey, Em. Hope you like the bouncer we got you. Agatha had one just like it. We used to call it the poop room.
What?
Because we'd put her in it, and in about 2 minutes, she'd bounce out a poop every time.
No, I mean, why are you in that suit?
Yeah, big misunderstanding.
Wait, does that mean...
Hey there, Sugar Lips. For what it's worth, you're the meal for me.
Oh, that's worth a whole lot, Dexie.
They might not have been actual villains, Emmy, but we handled them with absolutely no problem. And you're crazy preggers. If you want to go back to this after your parental leave is up, you'll be the best around.
Woo! There you are, Emmy. Everyone's looking for you so they could cut the cake. What? Aw, you guys had a super battle without me?
From Vogue, The Run Through, a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.